The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So in this guided meditation, mostly what I'd like to explore is recognizing the moment when mindfulness returns after you've been lost in thought. So kind of the emphasis here on recognizing the quality of mindfulness returning, the quality of mindfulness itself, and to not immediately think about jumping back to some primary object or some experience, but being curious of opening to, awareness has returned, mindfulness has returned, what's that like? Just taking a kind of a moment to take in that awareness has returned. And so that's going to be the main piece that I want to emphasize in the guided meditation. But we'll settle in together with a little bit of a relaxation and connecting with experience. So whatever form of meditation practice you do, starting with a relaxed body and a relaxed mind can be a support for our awareness to connect with our experience. Because our mind, when it's tense, when it's tight, when it's caught up in thoughts of past or future, is not naturally available for what's happening right now. But as the mind and body relax, this very natural and organic capacity that is simply part of being human to recognize what's happening in the present moment, as the mind and body relax, that becomes much more natural, much more possible in a very easeful way. And so I often like to recommend beginning a period of practice with some relaxation. And so letting your body relax, and maybe checking in, sometimes I like to scan through the body, just checking in various areas in the body, perhaps starting with the face, and seeing if the muscles of the face can soften and relax. What's happening in the face is so often a reflection of what's going on in the mind. And we might think that it's a one-directional expression, that the face reflects what's going on in the mind. But also, as we soften and relax the face, consciously relaxing the muscles, that can feed back or kind of rebound in a way on the mind and allow the mind to relax a little bit. And so exploring relaxing the face, around the eyes and mouth, the jaw, relaxing the neck, the shoulders, the arms and hands, relaxing the chest and upper back, all the muscles around the rib cage, relaxing the stomach, the abdomen. The middle and lower back. Relaxing the hips. The legs and the feet. And then another area in the body of relaxation that is very interwoven with the mind is the whole visceral area, the interior of the body. And again, if there's a little bit of a ability to consciously soften those areas, sometimes it kind of resonates and supports a relaxation of the mind. And so maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart, the area around the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And then too, perhaps an invitation for the mind to relax. Maybe we don't even need to know what it means, but just maybe dropping into the question or request perhaps into your system. Maybe the mind can relax. May the mind relax. And just seeing how does the system respond to that request. Not something to try to do, but just, it's almost like an invitation or kind of inclining towards that possibility and seeing if the mind and body are kind of willing to show us a little bit more softening, a little bit more relaxation. May the mind relax. And from whatever connection to relaxation there is for you in this moment, opening to connect with body experience. Just whatever's obvious in the body. This might be some obvious contact points of your hips or perhaps your hands touching. Or it might be a general sense of your body sitting, or of a sense of the whole body. There may be a more elemental aspect to the experience of perhaps in various areas noticing pressure or hardness. Vibration or pulsing. This might be in a small area or a very contained area that you might notice this, or there could be a general sense of there being a kind of the energetic or vibratory experience throughout the whole body. Just noticing how it is for you. In terms of relaxing and receiving, allowing this capacity that we have to be aware, and this natural capacity that has to simply receive experience, letting that do its thing. And that's kind of the job of awareness, is to receive experience. And so we don't have to do that. We can see if we can allow ourselves to settle back and see what is mindfulness receiving right now in this field of the body. And then perhaps in this field of the body, there might be a connection with the experience of breathing. You don't have to narrow the focus unless that's natural for you. But maybe more just from this larger container of knowing the body, just knowing the breath in the body. Aware that there's a breathing in. Aware that there's a breathing out. This is one of the simple meditation instructions offered by the Buddha. When breathing in, knowing that we're breathing in. And breathing out, knowing that we're breathing out. And this breath can also be received, rather than trying to aim the mind at the breath, letting the breath come to you. The breath received as it wishes to be received. How is it naturally already being received with mindfulness? And in stabilizing the mindfulness in this way, connecting with the body, and you're welcome to have the attention be more broad if that's more natural for you to not attune to the breath. But settling and connecting with experience in the present moment, whatever practice that you're exploring, whatever you're aware of in the present moment, there will come a time that the mind wanders. This is part of the conditioned nature of the mind. The habit of getting lost, hooked in our thoughts. So it's very natural that this happens. And it will be lost for some period of time. And when the mindfulness is lost, when the mind is wandering in thought, there's nothing that we can do about it. It's just doing its thing. And yet there is a moment when there's the awareness that the mind has been wandering. That recognition, oh, the mindfulness has been lost. I've been thinking. However that kind of comes for you. That's a really interesting moment because mindfulness is returned. What we often do in that moment is focus on or try to bring that mindfulness to some experience. Bring it back to the breath or try to connect with some physical experience or there's some way in which we orient to the object in some way. And what I'd like to explore here is over the next little while you're practicing, the next 15 minutes or so of the rest of the practice, when you notice that the mindfulness has returned. Rather than jumping to the experience or the object of that mindfulness, or bringing that mindfulness to an object, can there be a curiosity or a kind of at least a gentle recognition, oh, awareness is back. This is what awareness is like. The mind is aware again. Just for a moment to take that in. Oh, the awareness is here. And then, again, rather than aiming that awareness at an experience, see if you can step into the receptive aspect of the mindfulness and see what wants to come into that mindfulness. Let go of any agenda for what it should be paying attention to and see what wants to come to you. So this is a kind of the investigation or the curiosity perhaps for this meditation I'd like to encourage you to explore. It doesn't matter how many times the mind wanders in this meditation. Each moment that mindfulness returns from wandering is an opportunity to get a taste of what it's like for mindfulness to return, and this ends up being really useful, not only for our sitting practice, but for our daily life practice. And I'll explore that a little bit following the sitting. And so just continuing your practice, being with your experience, but seeing if you can highlight this moment of curiosity of what it's like to become aware again after the mind has wandered.